actually look at this Raiders game as an opportunity, look at their defense, to really get yourself on track?
You know, they're playing pretty well statistically as far as giving up yardage, but they've been scored on. I think you can look at their offense has turned the ball over quite a bit and given their defense some short fields. So it can be a little misleading. Whatever we go do, we're going to have to earn it. It's a big rivalry game, so you know they're going to play their best. It's on Sunday night. So, you know, we're going to have to go out and perform. It's not going to be easy. And anybody that thinks that has never played in the NFL and you know, doesn't have a clue what it's about.
Human nature, though, you look at them, they're only 4. You just finished playing a team that was 4-0. How do you guard against? I know there's the any Sunday, anyone can beat everyone, but you guys are human beings, too, and you can see that they're on hard times.
Yeah, you can see that, but like I just said, I mean, if you think we were going to go out there and they're just going to roll over, then you've never played any kind of competitive thing ever in your life. So they're going to come fight as hard as they can because they know it'll be a great way to start their get their season going. And your coach has showed us some things, 0-4 teams that have won their fifth game. A lot of them have. So we have to guard against that. And I think to prepare for that, you got to get guys in here like we have, veteran guys that know how to prepare and go approach the week the same as they would if it was, you know, Baltimore again. And that's what we'll do.
Because they're 0-4, you expect them to take chances, blitz score, pass score, just open it up?
You know, you got to go on what they've shown on film. So, you know, obviously they're going to, you know, do what they feel is right, but you got to go on what they've done in the past in their past games, and you know, hopefully we have a good plan in that will work well against whatever they're doing. But you know, we can't take them lightly, and that's, you know, obviously going to be the theme from you guys this week. Is you guys got a W wrapped up, but you guys are reporters, and we got to play the game. So like I said, if you think it's all in the books, then you don't have much of a clue.
Do you understand why we're asking these questions, though? If you were sitting over here.
Oh yeah, yeah. I can understand that. But to actually think we're going to take them lightly is what I mean. You know, we're going to go prepare and play hard. That's a given, guaranteed.
How miserable would it be Monday if you lost?
You know, that's what you think about. We think positively. I think everyone in this building is a positive person.
You just said we wrapped it up. And how much more positive can you be than that?
Well, positively clueless. We still got to play the game. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, if, you know, in the league, there's a pride factor. And I think if you look at across the league, every team has a lot of talent. When you're 0-4 and your people are writing you off saying you're, you know, a terrible, terrible team, your pride kicks in and they're playing a rival. We're playing our rival. This is the game that you gotta win. So regardless of what questions, you know, all the stuff that's going to lead up this, we got to remember it's an NFL game. We got to go out there and perform. You know, they're fast. They definitely have some talent up front, and you know, they don't throw a lot of looks at you, but they're going to play fast, play hard. They got some good quality players, and you know, they've been able to hold teams and stop them when they don't get a short field. They're doing a good job. I mean, they're not letting teams just stomp all over them. And then, you know, when you get the ball and your defense, you know, has their back against their red zone every time when they're getting turnovers, you know, it's tough on a defense. So, you know, they're going to come out here and play hard. We're going to have to perform. It's not just going to be, you know, hand the ball off, play action, here we go, let's just toss it around, have fun. I mean, this is an NFL team, an NFL game.
Well, every game in the AFC West is big, and the division game is huge. Is a rivalry still a rivalry when you beat them so consistently?
Well, yeah, because I think everybody, you know, growing up as a Bronco fan in this area here, I mean, when you play the Raiders, that's the one you want to win. I mean, there's Raider fans all over, too, so... you know, the Raider fans are crazy. They can get a little annoying at times. I think the Bronco fans definitely want this win because, you know, it shuts them up at least till the next time we play them. So, yeah, it's still a big rivalry. Although we have other rivalries that have grown and, you know, become bigger as the years go. But this one still will always be a rivalry no matter what.
How did you view the Raiders growing up?
I used to, you know, like them a little bit. I used to watch them. And, you know, obviously I watched every team. Really, in Boise, there's not really a – you know, the Seahawks were not doing too great, and I just liked everybody. But they were a team that I liked to watch for sure.
Jake, is it, I mean, you call it a rivalry, but do you think it's as big as, like, Kansas City, San Diego, now to even the team?
I think we see, you know, the importance of winning the AFC West and beating each team in our division, and I think all those games are big rivalries, and they have, you know, San Diego KC rivalry has definitely grown and grown since I've been here, and any – division opponent, it's going to be a rivalry because you know how important it is to win those games. And when you do, if you can win outright throughout your division, the good things happen. So we know how important it is, regardless of how it's gone in the past. You know it's going to be a tough game.
How well do you know Andrew Walters? It's the first time you've taken on the NFL at
Arizona State. I think it might be the first time. I have to think back there, but I knew him pretty well when I was out there. I used to throw with him in the summer some, and you know, obviously watched him play in some very big games and quickly chopped down all my records. And you know, he's a good kid. He's a good player, and it's fun to see him out there because you know, when you take pride in what school you went to in college, and you obviously like to see quarterbacks come out of that school and have you know, a chance to have some success. I mean, he's struggling a little bit, but he's young, and he'll get better as he goes.
Have you talked to him since he has been starting?
No, I have not. No.
Think offensively right now, you guys, points are still kind of at a premium. Do you put it more on what the defense, and you played some tough defense so far, do you just kind of feel you're muddling through offensively?
You know, we've missed a few plays. You know, you can't go back once you miss them, but all we can do is try to plan ahead, and if we get another opportunity to make plays, try to make them. And, you know, obviously, we left a few points out on the field against a great defense on Monday night, and but we came through in the end when we needed to, and we got the win. So our defense is playing great, but we know offensively, time will come when we need to make those plays and step up. And you know, whatever week that's going to be, if it's this week, we're hoping so because you know, we want to put points on the board. That's what we take pride in.
When a team's defense playing so well, how does that affect the quarterback's psyche?
You know, you just gotta. You got to go through the normal reads and the normal progressions and lead the team like you always do. But you also, you know, the gambles, you know, early and stuff. You don't want to put the defense out there at the short field. And, you know, we don't want to have turnovers because our defense is playing so well. You know, we're pinning an offense down there, making an offense go regularly 80 to 70 yards to drive. It's going to be tough against our defense. So offensively, you know, you don't change anything. You just at times you want to play smarter and not give our defense a short field.